Hi, this is Chaim Goldman, the Watchman, and you're listening to bonus footage, bonus audio on the Peak. Just finished interviewing Andrew Dalby, a Colorado Springs resident, businessman, and ran for mayor in 2023. We just finished up the broadcast interview, but as I like to do is have our guests stick around a little bit and get a little bit deeper into things that are on their heart. So, Andrew, during our time today on the Peak, we talked about what government can and can't do or shouldn't do. And one of the things that you brought up is, you can't make people do stuff. And government, of course, complete totalitarianism and locking people up, but that's hard to do. And we certainly don't want that in America. So what are your thoughts on making people do stuff, both as someone who is running for mayor and a father of six children?
Right. Well, yeah, and that's exactly it. And we didn't have time to get into that. So it's nice to have this a few more minutes to talk about that. But, when we talk about, the rhinos, there are people who say one thing but then do something else when they get in office. And so as, as anyone, I want to make them do what they said they would do. Well, can't we force them to do something? And you can't, right? I mean, so in law and business, if we have a contract and I say, oh, I'll sell you a car for $1,000 and then I don't give you the car, usually what you do is you get liquidated damages where I just give you the money instead, right? And because forcing somebody to do something, or I said I was going to mow your lawn and I didn't, it's really hard to force somebody to mow your lawn. And that's, we talk, you said you did something on the preamble of the Declaration.
The Constitution.
Oh, yeah. The Constitution. Yeah, yeah. Right. I'm sorry. So when we say that they're unalienable rights, that people have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that's not something that's given to you by the government. Those are things that are just inherent in being a human being, right? So you have liberty. It's not something that's given to you. It's something that I can't take from you. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Nobody's a slave without their own permission, right? You can sit down. You can be beat to death or something, but you're still, if you're working for somebody else, it's because you chose to. There's no way to make somebody do something. And so, yeah, of course, I want to force our elected officials to do what's right, to fulfill their campaign promises. I wish there was a way we could sue them and say, oh, well, you promised no new taxes, read my lips, but you did it anyway, or somehow we could make it so they couldn't do those things. And that's what a lot of these new bylaws are trying to do.
You're mentioning we had talked about this. This is new bylaws that are being introduced in the El Paso County Republican Party.
Right. But you read them and they're like Politburo. We're trying to create a Politburo where the central committee gets to decide whether or not you're a real Republican, whether or not you are pure enough, and whether or not you're enthusiastic enough for Dear Leader. And it's really frightening what they think, what kind of powers they're the new establishment, right? If you can't be the central committee, you can't be the chair of the party and be an outsider. That's not what that word means. You are the establishment. And so, okay, great. You took over. Now what are you going to do with it? And once you see, oh, wait, I can't actually do what I thought I could. The office doesn't magically grant me powers, right? We were talking offline. I remember when George W. Bush was running for president and they were debating universal health care, before Obamacare passed, and when the leftists were still pushing for that idea, which, of course, it doesn't work, right? They said, oh, well, you would let somebody die of cancer? And who do you think he is? He's the president. He's not God. He doesn't have the authority over life and death. He can't make the decision of somebody's going to die of cancer. It's just the idea that somehow these politicians think they have power and people think they have power that they really don't. They're just people. And so what can you do? Well, do what you can do, right? I don't know what you can do, but don't pass trash on the street. Jim, I got to know Jim during the run.
Jim Miller, the guy.
Yeah, the rant guy. And I love him because I'll go on a walk with him, and he will not pass trash on the street. He doesn't pass things up. When there's a thing that needs to be solved, he stops and does it right then. He doesn't, oh, well, someone else will take care of it. It's not my job. The cops will take care of it, or the sanitation department will take care of it. Somebody else will take it. No, do it. Be a part of your community. I used to go for a walk in Ute Valley Park because I used to live close to there, and people will walk they'll walk their dogs and they'll just leave the dog poop on the trail. And so Okay, great. Should they, and people complain, oh, no, people shouldn't leave their dog poop on the trail. Well, of course they shouldn't. But what are you going to do about it? You can either leave it there or you can pick it up. So what do you want to do? Do you want to be a good citizen and pick up somebody else's poop? Because that's what it means to be a good citizen, is do stuff that you shouldn't have to do, because that's what it means to live in community.
It's good for society.
Right. Or do you want to live in a pile of crap? I mean, that's your choice. Your choice isn't, well, make them pick up their dog. You can't do that. I mean, you could have a $1,000 fine, but it doesn't matter. Somebody's going to not pick up the dog poop. So be the guy who picks up the dog poop.
Okay. Where do you think the church fits in to all of this, and very specifically in our region? Where do you think the church should be playing a role, and where has it been falling short?
Well, that's a really good question, because, you know, when back in the 90s, the churches and the Christian community used to run this town. I mean, it was, you know, Dr. Dobson and Focus on the Family and some of the bigger churches. You know, there was political power in the churches, and conservative Republican Christians, really, I mean, that was the only game in town. And it's not that way anymore. And I think a lot of people think that it's still that way. But you look at the polling results of the last few election cycles, and we're a purple city. And maybe trending towards a Democrat. But a lot of it is the same thing, right? Is the churches in the last 20, 30 years have become so much more consumerist and so much more of a spectator model than what it has been, what it's supposed to be. You know, Jesus, we were studying in Bible study, we're studying John, and we just got to the Last Supper. And so Jesus washed his disciples' feet and you know, what are we doing there? If you're going to church based on where you're getting fed, you're doing it wrong, right? I mean, the Apostle Paul said, you know, you're babes. You're still being milk fed. You're still being breastfed. You're a little baby. You're on a bottle. Go man up. Do something useful. So if you're not participating in your community, or you're not participating, if you're not volunteering at your church in the children's ministry or to clean up, I mean, wash a toilet. Do something. Be involved. The Christian community is not to be served. It is to serve. That is what, you know, Jesus said, I came not to be served, but to serve, and you are to do likewise. So if you're not serving, you're doing it wrong.
Do you think it's a responsibility of pastors to be encouraging us to get outside the walls, not just to preach the gospel, but to get civically involved? Or do you think it's just something that's incumbent on every Christian to just figure out and do?
Well, it is both, right? I mean, so I'm pretty strongly Protestant. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, priesthood of all believers, right? The guy who's the pastor, the guy who stands up front, he's a delegate, kind of, you know, like I said. I mean, maybe there's a cop who will come and do something after the fact, but you're responsible for your own safety, right? And the same thing in the church. You are responsible for your own salvation. The guy up front isn't your personal Holy Spirit. He's not Jesus. So you, as an individual Christian, are responsible for finding some place to work. And if your church doesn't have a place, find a ministry, make a ministry, do something to help. I guarantee there are people hurting in your church. And do something to help them. Do something outside the church to the broader community. But yeah, I think also, you know, a lot of pastors are, you know, they're interested, they're concerned about attendance, and so they don't want to be too demanding. They don't want to ask too much. You show up, and we'll try to get you a nice rock concert and give you a motivational speech, and maybe it's. You know, really based in the word. Maybe it's good preaching, but it doesn't, but they don't ask anything of you. And that's what I always said is worship is worth-ship. It's what are you willing to sacrifice for God? What are you willing to sacrifice for Jesus? And if it's just to sing a little pretty song, that's not much.
Okay, we got to wrap up. 30 seconds left. What's your vision for the region? What would you like to see?
I'd like to see a whole lot of people a lot more involved. Life is not a spectator sport. Church is not a spectator sport, and your community is not a spectator sport. Get to know your neighbors, get to know your church members, and do something useful.
Okay, thank you. Andrew Dalby, a local Colorado Springs native businessman and candidate for mayor of Colorado Springs in 2023. Thanks for joining us for this bonus material. If you want to get in touch with Andrew, go to andrewdalby.com. That's andrewdalby.com. Thanks, Andrew.
All right, thanks so much.